other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Remember a year and a half ago or more, Lindsey Williams came on this radio show, Pastor Lindsey Williams, who had been a chaplain for Atlantic Richfield and other big oil companies up in Alaska. He went public on this radio show when oil was $150 a barrel, and he said it was going to be going to below 50 within just a couple months, and then it would stay below 50 for a year. And he was almost 100% correct. I've actually pulled out a calendar. For about 11 months, it was below 55, sometimes going as low as 33. But then, before the year was up, it started climbing back up to $70, $75, $80 a barrel, and it bounces up and down between those levels. But, of course, his prediction, which was stunningly accurate, came specifically from a former oil company CEO that he spoke with. He's going to be here today for the first time. He told me about 3 weeks ago, he said, I've had another meeting with this individual. I've gotten some new information from him, and I'm going to go public on the 19th. Now, I get so much intel, break so much news, cover so much information that I forget to toot my horn. And the reason we need to point out when we're right is so that folks will go back and look it up for themselves and find out that people need to pay attention to what we talk about here on this radio show. It was pointed out to me about 8-9 months into Lindsey Williams' prediction, not a prediction, his inside information, that oil would go below 50 and stay that way for at least a year. And it did roughly for a year. Now it's going back up. But still half of what it was. I think it was $76 when I checked on Friday. In fact, will you guys look at oil prices today for me? Thanks. Just look up oil. Look up crude oil. Thanks. That listeners pointed out, hey, Alex, Paul Joseph Watson wrote articles on your reporting from Bilderberg 2008 in June, and you reported that Bilderberg was going to slash oil prices by at least half. That would have been down to about $75 a barrel, which it is right now. And that then they're going to jack it up again a few years later. I mean, I had forgotten that Bilderberg, that had leaked from Bilderberg, and that we had reported that. And then a month later, Lindsey Williams comes out and reports it, getting it from an elite source as well, that was the MO. But it goes to the fact that the Bilderberg Group really is steering planetary affairs to a great extent. They're not dominating, controlling everything, but they are steering it and dominating most sovereign nations. Yeah, that's heating oil. You want crude oil. Oh, there's petroleum. No, it was $78 a barrel. Pardon me? Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, it's $78. $78 a barrel. Oil prices slip after striking $79 a barrel today. It was like $76 last week. And it's sunk down to $76.55 right now. Okay, there you go. So that's coming up. That's the only guest today. We will open the phones up. I have a lot of other really important news we're going to be covering. Headline at PrisonPlanet.com, U.S. attacks via CIA-funded Jundullah terror group.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 19th day of October 2009 on this Monday edition. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Very important information to cover today. This morning I was watching CNN, and they reported matter-of-factly that during a flu pandemic, which we're supposedly under in a level 6 pandemic announcement by the United Nations, means just that. We are in a global pandemic. Now, they changed what a pandemic is. They changed the definitions to scare people and to activate emergency powers and emergency treaties that have been signed by the majority of nation states on the planet with the private United Nations, the private governmental holding company for the private banking dictatorship that's forming on a planetary scale. But they are saying that, we're going to start rationing care. And they're just introducing these ideas to the public. It's like they're introducing the idea that having more than one child should be illegal. And they're going to ban television sets that use too much power. And they're going to home inspect your property. And they're going to restrict what you can grow in your garden. It's just all being announced. Tyranny worse than what we saw under Mao Zedong. It's also big news right now that the new White House communications director, has been giving speeches, along with other members of his administration, lauding Mao Zedong. It does appear that the Obama White House mascot is Mao Zedong. Now, the encyclopedia says he killed 66 million people. Glenn Beck says he killed 70 million. The communist Chinese government says that Mao killed over 80 million. And then they go on in official Chinese government histories and brag about it and say it was basically good. Oh, yes, the Chinese government admits he did this. But this was needed for the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution. And it is hard to believe that the Copenhagen Global Greenhouse Emissions Treaty does say repeatedly global government, word for word, world government, global governance, and that every facet of our lives will be completely controlled by an iron fist of environmentalist control freaks crawling all over us. Your children are being brainwashed right now in public school. Adults don't care what's happening. They're busy watching sports. The country is collapsing around us right now. And this is only the beginning of the collapse of our nation. Big things are happening. And it's sad that the majority of people are caught up either following the Democratic Party that's controlled by the private offshore corporations or the Republican Party controlled by the very same interest. And we've been put into this herd mentality. It's been conditioned into us. I mean, it's already there innately, but it's been heightened to like Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, Cowboys, Redskins, Republican, Democrat, black, white, Hispanic, white, Asian, Hispanic, Asian, black, Protestant against Catholic, Catholic against Protestant, Israel and the Jews against the Muslims, vice versa. And I see scores of news articles now flooding out. I have a couple of them here in my stack. But I also see it in the comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on our YouTube videos. Because I'm interested in what people are thinking and saying. That whenever we post an article where the banks themselves are stating this is a world government, they're going to be taxing and regulating every facet of our lives. When Paul Watson writes an article about it or we link to an article about it, under it, people will come in and comment, good, it's time you dirty, greedy Westerners that use the majority of the world's resources and rob the third world, it's time you pay. It's time you pay a global tax. And what's really creepy is sometimes I'll have my guys check the IP address, and it'll be a think tank, or it'll be a government group, or it'll be somebody in the military. But more often than not, it's somebody who really has an IP address out of Venezuela or Nicaragua or El Salvador or out of Calcutta, India. Or it'll be somebody out of Saudi Arabia. It'll be somebody out of an old world or developing world or third world country. It'll be somebody out of Nigeria. Or you'll see them on YouTube with their handle. You can click on their handle and go. I mean, if we post an article about the CIA staging Al-Qaeda bombings in Iran with the White House admitting it, we will get actual government disinfo agents in there. And their classic playbook or ball game is to say, I'm a Israeli agent, because they know people love that. And so the government will come in and post that I'm an Israeli agent just to get everybody fighting and arguing with each other so that the debate isn't about the article. Or another playbook they run, and we've tracked IPs and seen the same person under different names will have fake arguments with each other. And then if you check their previous post under their handle, you'll find their previous handle, and there they'll be on their own MySpace or their Facebook in military uniform with a PSYOPs badge on their shoulder. I mean, they don't even hide it. And they'll run the play, Alex works for the Vatican, which is just asinine. And then there's kind of mentally ill, kind of borderline schizophrenics out there that believe it. But the issue is to actually see them engaging us. I mean, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. But on the subject of the global carbon tax, there are actual third world people who've taken the bait, hook, line, and sinker. Because the news media in their countries and our country advertises rich nations have taken too many of the resources. Rich nations have polluted more with the deadly nerve gas, carbon dioxide that kills everything it comes in contact with. Doesn't matter if you breathe it. Plants breathe it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if we exhale it. Doesn't matter if it's part of the life cycle. Doesn't matter if our level of carbon dioxide is lower than what the ice core sample showed 200,000 years ago. Doesn't matter if every study shows that it makes plants grow faster, have higher yields, live longer, be healthier. They, in turn, put out more oxygen, that the Earth's actually at a low oxygen level right now, lower than it's been previously, and that humans thrive in a higher oxygen environment. Yes, yes, oxygen is good, too, I will assure you. It's not Al-Qaeda. But over, I was on an airplane flight, was asking people next to me, do you think we should ban dihydrogen monoxide? You know, it's in the water, and factories release it as part of their waste. Do you think we should ban it, or would you sign a petition to and several of the people I talked to said, absolutely. But one stewardess, nice lady, she said, well, I want to learn more about this dihydrogen monoxide. And I said, ma'am, it's water, just like carbon dioxide. But it's got a scary name. It's like sodium chloride does. It's table salt. Most people will say ban it if you walk up to them. So the issue here is that they have now been brought into class warfare. The media says this will get the rich, fat, dumb Americans. And no doubt we're rich compared to the rest of the world. No doubt we become decadent. But I'd like to see you third world people if you had 100 years of milk and honey. You probably couldn't even get up out of your beds. We were great. We were the smartest. We were the toughest. We were the best. We had all the patents. We were definitely the best. And now we're pretty sickening, pretty disgusting on average. Got some high points, got some low points, but the median average is pretty disgusting. But this is how the globalists operate, divide and conquer. And they've got the third world howling right now for the global carbon tax, and the UN's told them, oh, yeah, you don't have to sign on. Oh, yeah, you don't have to pay any tax. The evil Americans do, and the evil Brits, and the evil Germans, and the evil Japanese. It's class warfare, and the big banks are actually telling the third world countries, the same IMF and World Bank that have raped them up one side and down the other, every which way but loose, just every which way. And the same bankers are like, yeah, we're gonna save the earth. And they have stunts every day, like government officials underwater with a conference table with a bunch of coral they'd killed and piled up between them. Oh, killing the coral. But they know the storms do it all the time. The point is they got this big pile of coral between them, and they're all shining underwater as a stunt, saying that, oh, these islands in the Pacific will all be underwater. Total lies. Truth is, the Earth's cooling right now. If this trend continues for another 20 years, we're going to go into a new ice age. We better hope it's heating. We better cross our fingers. Because we're on a 12,000-year, we're also on a 12-year sun cycle, 11 and a half, but we're on a 12,000-year ice age cycle, and guess what? It's been about 11,000 years since the last one. So, yeah, we're due for one. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. That's probably why they're chemtrailing to heat the Earth up. They actually know that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. Get the tea.com. Log on to getthetea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. Getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at getthetea.com.
Christopher Monckton has made big headlines in the U.S., and thank God for an eloquently powerful speech. He was a high-level Margaret Thatcher appointee, and he's been over commissioned studying climate change. And he gave an eloquent speech up in Minnesota to a university group exposing that in the bill, in the treaty, And I happen to have the treaty, Section 38A, the Copenhagen-Denmark Treaty, and it states global governance. And Lord Monckton is absolutely on target. We're going to be covering that a little bit later. World government is being formed right now. They set up the skeletal system in decades past, but now it is getting up on its legs, and it is extremely authoritarian, extremely parasitic. It is a eugenics government, 110%. Eugenics is the religion of the elite. It is the belief system. It is the overriding pillar of the scientific dictatorship. And if I get any message across to the listeners, it's this. I am deeply studying the propaganda, the brainwashing, the different programming mechanisms that the establishment is using. They understand humanity's tribal nature. They understand our pack animal nature. They understand what makes us tick, what makes us operate. And with devastating effect, they are dividing and conquering and dumbing down and poisoning the population. And I know I repeat this in different ways and different permutations, but listen to me. Let it consciously hit you if you're a new listener. You are being poisoned through the GMO food, through the water supply, through the vaccines and drugs, and through the air. It is declassified. It is public. All totaled, more than 20,000 declassified U.S. government operations, spraying radiology, radiological, chemical, biological on the population. It is a fact that we have a group of scientific dictators. They are into quantum mechanics. They are into psychology. They are into physiology. They are into biology. They are into the stars. They are into the metaphysical. They are deeply religious. They believe they found the mysteries of the universe, and they believe you are not worthy to go into the future. You must be purged. You must be cleansed. You must be killed. I don't know any other way to get this through to you. And their point is, look at the masses. Our operations are public, but the masses have fallen to our design. They say it is all fair play that they leave clues, they write books, they admit what they're doing in their own white papers and publish it, and they even laugh at people in the white papers and say that this is evidence of why the public needs to be exterminated, because even though this information is freely available, you don't care. It's kind of like a sign at the edge of a cliff, a 500-foot cliff, saying, stay back, danger, stay back from edge. You would think, you know, in the old days, they wouldn't put signs like that on cliffs in cities and towns. Now you notice they're everywhere because people don't know. They'll just go fall upside of the cliff. They don't even have their instinct to have a fear of heights. That's not fear. That's an instinct. That's programming. And I am a big sign here on the cliff going, this New World Order is really bad news. You might stop driving your bus off the edge of it. You might put the brakes on there, pal. It is so horrifying to know what we're going through and to know how many children and men and women they're soft killing, and to just see all the degenerative diseases numbers exploding off the chart, rocketing up into the stratosphere. All right, I'm going to news blitz when we get back and then go to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. But everything is divide and conquer. That's their number one tool. And I've always known that. But more and more, I see the divide and conquer everywhere. Multiculturalism is meant to divide and conquer. I'll explain that when we come back. All of it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host, dedicated to liberty and freedom for this species. I have declared my oath to protect and defend human liberty at all costs. I have sworn eternal resistance against all forms of tyranny over the minds of men. And every day I recommit myself in body and soul to try to be a pure and upright and virtuous good person who stands against the designs of the social engineers who have turned their intellects over to complete evil in the raw search for power over their own species. I pledge myself in eternal resistance to all forms of evil. And I ask the spirit of the universe, the creator of all that is, to use me as a vessel against all forms of scum, all forms of villainy, all forms of abuse, all that seek to abuse and control and dominate the innocent, the beautiful, the meek, the honorable. I want to make one more point here. First off, the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And the elite understand the score. They understand the prize. They understand what is in the balance here. They understand what the spoils are. They are going to control human destiny into the future. They are going to choose whose progeny goes forward into space. They are going to decide whose progeny discovers the secrets of the universe. They are going to decide whose progeny is given life extension. They are going to decide. This is an unspeakably horrible crime being committed. And I know they've sold a lot of good people on eugenics because they only show you one level of eugenics and they show you the slobs, the people who are mindless, people who are nothing but biological androids programmed by the culture, by the media. And you look at them drooling like herds of animals, grabbing the products, grabbing the goods, going and watching their mindless TV programs and sports events. And you see that and you think, my God, these people outnumber us 100-1, thinking people. And my God, they're dangerous. And my God, they're breeding quickly. I don't care whether it's white trash. It doesn't matter who you're talking about. The look of degraded humanity. We all know what it looks like. And so the elite sell this to all the best minds, all the highest scorers, all the people who are excelling. The religion, it's a religion of elitism. What they don't tell you when you join the eugenics cult is that it's a cult and you're in one of the outer rings. You are not anywhere near the center of the ring. I have read the writings of the internal people. But not just what they admit, I have seen the manifestation of their operations, and so I know the very letter and the very words of their program. Again, I want to explain intelligence to people that I have learned organically, okay? And then later, I actually read declassified intelligence PSYOP manuals and what I already instinctively knew was their word for word. Just like I know the globalist plans. I know what's going to be in a treaty before I read it. Because I've read enough of their previous treaties. I've read enough of their previous operations. But even things that have never been declassified until recently, I knew word for word what it was going to be. Not because of some divine revelation. Not from some crystal ball, as I wore a pointed blue cap with yellow stars on it. No, I'm not Gandalf the Grey. I know word for word what's in their battle plans because I can see the manifestation of it on the ground. I can see their operations moving in plain view, and I can see level after level designed for each different psychology type. I can see the strata. I can see the substrata. I can beam with X-ray vision directly into their operations. And let me tell you, it is not pretty, and it takes a strong heart and mind to be able to focus on it. Because when you stare into the enemy operation, you see the design of not just their control grid, but of the entity, of the intelligence, of the group collective of sociopaths and psychopaths and hyper-competitive control freaks that run this system. And when you look into their system, you notice they're looking right back at you. And they're saying, why don't you join us? They say, why don't you join us? And they say, because you are flawed and emotional and sentimental and you have a persecution complex. and you think dying for these people is going to help you, the only way you carry your genetics forward is to join with us. You must join with us or you will be destroyed. And to that I say to the elite, look at what you produce. Look at what you create. Look at your art. Look at what you're into. You are into darkness and death and destruction, and you rationalize all of your murdering and destruction and tyranny in the name of your social Darwinistic system. But I say, look at what you are and look at what you produce and look at, if you're so advanced and wonderful, why don't you just teach everyone? No, you don't do that. You try to dumb everyone down and get them tribally diverted and distracted off into human simulators of life. Simulators. People are simulating manhood, simulating womanhood. But people instinctively are completely empty. That's the genius of this New World Order system. That's the genius of it. Is that they know subconsciously we are aware that we're in great danger. So they misplace that fear that we have innately of the system. Search your mind. And you know, the larger, more powerful subconscious computer, you will find your real concern is for the government and for the elite. You're not really scared of men in a cave, even if you believe Al-Qaeda hit us on 9/11, are you? Does the hair stand up on the back of your neck when you think about Osama bin Laden? Or does it stand up on the back of your neck when you think about Henry Kissinger, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama? You know in your soul. You know. In that incredible computer the Creator gave you, who the real enemy is. But see, the genius of the elite is as long as we're unconscious and always distracted by the latest flashy colors thrown up on our face by the peacock that's the New World Order. Oh, don't think the elite themselves are really preening and into all of that. That's why they all look like hell, the real elite, because they don't care what they look like. It's all about the mind. All the distractions, all the diversions. But the point is, their genius is they know we're innately terrified. So they project and move our innate proper fear, proper concern. Fear is to make you get charged up and ready to stand up or to flee. And they misplace it and refocus it onto the imaginary Emmanuel Goldstein of 1984, the turbaned Osama bin Laden. You see, you have that innate fear of them, and it's been misplaced off of the innate fear you already had. And that's their true genius. And they repeat that over and over and over and over and over again. Look at how the government is running a giant, at least four decades long, now declassified, terraforming, they call it geoengineering, because terraform, I guess, is take a planet and make it livable. We don't know exactly what they're doing. We just know they've declassified that they're completely manipulating the weather on a planetary scale. And we know it's not good. We know it's causing all sorts of droughts and floods, and they flood us in the winter and drought us in the summer, and we know they've made the earth, according to NASA, 20% darker. We know scientists studied what was being sprayed, and it was barium salts and aluminum dioxide, and then lo and behold, eco-science author, White House science czar, first press conference he gave in February to the AP, was we're going to terraform the planet, we're going to geoengineer it, and we've already been doing it in a massive 40-year study. Yeah, you call hurricanes that they control and manipulate, and that was certified by the Pentagon in 1967. Stanford Research Institute. I've interviewed the head of the program, Ben Livingston. I mean, I saw an article in here, was in my stack yesterday. I think it was AP. It's in the yesterday's stack. I'll get to it later. The point is the article said, oh, Russians guarantee a snowless winter in Moscow. I mean, over in Russia, they just admit on the news, we're going to send a rainstorm over here. We're going to use these antenna arrays we've got to knock out this storm. And when they guarantee it, they guarantee it. China admits to their public they've got weather control. We've got a UN treaty from the 70s, what is it, 76, on weather modification. And you walk up to some yuppie, and they're just going to laugh at you because they're like 10-year-old Eddie Haskells. They have an arrogant, self-satisfied, and I've read a lot of philosophers talking about this throughout history. George Orwell, who I see as a philosopher, Eric Blair, his real name, you know, he described in his essays the dumb, servile enjoyment of some people under the British Empire, say in India, how a lot of locals played a little mind game with themselves, and they would go ahead and rat out their neighbors for no reason to the Imperial Police. He was one of them. And how they would enjoy tattling on people, and how they were total slaves too, but they at least got a pat on the head. And I see this. Adults think that if they laugh at something and make it a joke, that it somehow gives them power over it. See, I've never been like that. I always want to know my enemy. I always want to really address their strengths. I don't want to overestimate my strengths. I want to underestimate my strengths. But then again, I remember having an epiphany when I was on the back porch of my parents' house on a beautiful sunny day, watching a rainbow in the sprinkler in the backyard. The epiphany that I was not an island, and that I was part of a larger spectrum of life on this planet, and that I was imagining I was an astronaut or I was Batman and Robin. You know, every 5 minutes, me and my friend would play some other game, or Cowboys and Indians. And I realized in this moment, I'm not really a cowboy, or I'm not really Spider-Man. I am an entity living on this plane of existence on a planet. And it was like a data download. And then I realized as I grew up that people like dressing up and people like going to events and people like puffing up in front of other people because that's innately part of our programming, but only a substrata base operation program dealing with mating. And that then humanity has a hierarchy of development above that towards our ultimate destiny of colonizing the stars and going to the next level, which we cannot even imagine what our destiny is. I can imagine, but I'm sure you can imagine, but I'm not going to. The point is it's, I can imagine how unimaginable it is. I can see it, but I know that it's like having a photograph of a gorilla or a photograph of a dolphin or a photograph of a grizzly bear. I can see a photograph of it. That's different than being face to face with it. But I can see where we can go. And the elite don't want us to go there. And their sickening poetry about how they want to kill everybody and kill themselves and destroy the universe and how that's why they want power. These are some very dark people. All right, look. I'm going to give you a prelude of some of the news. And then I will take some calls at 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. I do want to briefly, before this segment ends, tell you that request for you to meditate on the fact, to contemplate how far we've come together, this radio show, you the listeners, how far we've come together and how much damage we've done to the New World Order. They're actually concerned, though they are scientifically studying us and figuring out how to deal with us. And they've already projected with their supercomputers what we're going to develop into. You can project with your mind the different paths and avenues. I would encourage people running those simulations and people serving the system to not get myopically, with tunnel vision, caught up in your own target you're shooting at, like a fighter pilot coming in over a train, and to not get target narcosis and fly into us, because that is what you're doing, carrying this out. And I hope you understand you're destroying yourself and your entire family by serving what you're serving. Well, when I come back, I'll finish this point, and then we'll take your calls coming up.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Is unbelievable potential in every single human being. Humanity has great value. We're a wonderful, incredible species. Look at the art and literature we produced. Look at the courage we have. And the elite know that. That's why they want to make you hate your own species, teach you to hate yourself, teach you to decide that life isn't good, teach you that first, oh, people should be able to commit suicide if they want. And, oh, the state should be able to unplug you. And, oh, even if you're able to talk, the state should be able to kill you. Because we're in a socialist system now, and we all have to pay for these old people. We don't just not visit our parents in the nursing homes. We kill them. And it's a virtue. Be lazy. Be self-centered. That way you can be cornered by the establishment. That way you can be dominated and overtaken by the system. The third world can be divided against the first world and cheer on carbon taxes, which are meant to, in their government's own documents, totally destroy the third world. They're the real target, cheering on their own destruction. Just like Republicans thought they won and defeated Bill Clinton after 8 years of hell when George W. got in. And then he continued the agenda. And then the Democrats won after 8 years of Bush. Oh, yes. They had a big victory. Their football team won the Super Bowl. Brand Obama. And they giggle and laugh and talk about how he's a winner and how great it is. Never knowing they're following literal programming. Total and complete programming. It's all a fraud. It's declassified. It's a fraud. They're laughing at you. And I expose all of this in Fall of the Republic. We are 2.5 days away from its release. I'm going to release it at 3 p.m. That's when the matinee opens. When the radio show ends, Central Time. At 3 p.m., coming up this Wednesday, Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama. Will be released at PrisonPlanet.tv and will be shipping out on DVD. And I hope and pray with every fiber of my being that you will take action and use this weapon against the globalist. I know we can beat these people. I know that by identifying them and their tricks and their scientific manipulations, that if we move quickly, we have a good chance of slowing their agenda down enough to buy us time to reach the critical mass we need in the future to extricate ourselves from this world government by having a real debate with the eugenics elite, by having some type of treaty, some type of agreement. That's the only thing they listen to is the people rising up and being aware and addressing them on the facts. They have no respect for us. But they're beginning to have respect for this radio show and you, the listeners. Look at what we've done in the past. Let's make it even bigger. Order the DVD at InfoWars.com. Get the PrisonPlanet.tv membership and get ready to get it out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.